This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here on another Sabbath day, glad to be with God's people, glad to be with those that are like-minded, and keeping the Word of God, being taught that the commandments is God's Word. And it's a beautiful thing to know that we're just not reading through the scriptures and say the Bible is all of God's Word, but the Word of God is in there. And it was brought to our pastor's attention and the pastor before him, that God's commandments is the Word. And I'm glad I'm a part of this and glad to be in the assembly today and just a part of God's church. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Thank God for the elder. He's got the mindset I have tonight. As the scripture says, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. We're going to talk about that yet. And he made mention of something. It's about knowledge. When you don't have knowledge, it's a struggle. That's much of the tribulation we find when you don't have knowledge what you are asked to do. We'll get into that. Right now, the children of the prophets.
Through the scriptures you might have read
how that Israel sat
at the feet of the prophets,
Lord, I call them saints,
and how some did. Say do
to the law of truth,
being led by one who was made of the truth. Well, as it was, it's so now,
that
you once can
be found
at the top of the mountain, being led by the Son God's anointing.
Give it.
That beautiful? Do you know who you are? Well, we know who we are. We're the children of the prophets. Thank God for our choir. Thank God for Brother Daryl. Y'all sang that number. Thank God for our announcements. Deacon Debbie, thank God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about This Way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed. That's going on, our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took. And their works do follow them, and we are their works. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." We believe in keeping God's commandments because that is God's word. Let's go to Acts 14 and 22. And the more I meditated on this thought, the more I realized one of the biggest obstacles of entering into the kingdom is unbelief. And part of that is because, most of it is because of knowledge. The lack of knowledge. The Lord said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." And why? Because they rejected. 14 and 22 read.
"Confirming the souls of the disciple and exhorting them to continue in the faith."
So that's what we do here at 425. We confirm the souls, making sure we're yet in order with God. We're in line with God. We're in harmony with God. We're walking in concert step with God. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. That's what we're doing here. Read.
"And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God."
We're not going to get around the tribulation part. Much tribulation we go through to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And one of the biggest things is because of no understanding, because it's man's nature to be afraid of what you don't know or what you don't see and understand.
Yes.
That's the nature. But God is saying, "I'm going to reward you if you believe."
Yes.
And God don't expect you to believe something you can't see, because you wouldn't be. You had to see something to get here. But it's not believing when you start. It's the continuing on to believe. Isn't that beautiful? Because once you say yes, here comes the opposition. Now you got a fight of your life. Isn't that beautiful? To know that. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 5. So we always go. People say, "Oh, I want the mind of Christ." It's easy to say that because you can't see him unless your eye is spiritual. If your eye is spiritual, he's yet with us. He ain't gone anywhere. He's always been here in a body. You just have to locate him. If you got a mind, he's going to locate you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Philippians 2:5, what does it say?
"Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus."
He had the same mind that the prophets before him had. And we want the same mind that he has. He had the mind of God.
Yes.
"Let this mind," what?
"Be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus."
Let's go to St. John 18 and 33.
All right.
This is important to realize the mindset he had. And he said it from day one in his ministry. But so many haven't caught that, and they yet haven't caught it. St. John 18:33, what does it say?
Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews?
He's heard, oh, you're the king of the Jews. But all Pilate saw was a natural king, and he was a threat to him. Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus knew that he didn't have knowledge of the spiritual. What did he say in 36?
Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this
world.
So
we need to understand, you want to enter into the kingdom of God, let's not look at things in this world. It's not things you see. The kingdom we're about is one that you cannot see with the naked eye. And it's not of the world. So that tells you, if I'm going to enter into the kingdom of God, I got to come out of the world and go into another world. Isn't that beautiful? And it's not of this world. My kingdom, what?
My kingdom is not of this world.
What?
If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews?
Think what he said. Here is a Jew saying, if my kingdom of this world, then my servant would fight against my own people. If I called out a few names and said they're not ministers and let them know that my kingdom is not about blacks, I'd have to get a bodyguard to let them know all these so-called leaders before, it don't matter what color they were, they're just freedom fighters and ne'er-do-wells. It's not holiness. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, what?
Then would my servants fight.
What?
That I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here.
But now it's not from here. So we need to find out where it's from. If you really want to seek the kingdom, you got to know what it's all about. And the naked eye don't know that. The natural man don't know that. Right. Let's go to 17 and 1. Let's go there. Thank God for knowledge. I am grateful for knowledge.
Yes.
And I strive not to have knowledge and abuse the knowledge I have. I don't sit around and poke fun at people. I understand that they just don't know. Because I didn't know. But what did he say? Because they reject knowledge. Knowledge comes. If you want it, Lord says, seek, you're going to find it. That beautiful 17:1.
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify
thee. Well, here's the news. You glorify God the day you say, yes, I want to live for God. You're glorifying God. And if you want to live for God, God gives you the tools to glorify him. That means to live for him, to please him. They work in concert.
Beautiful.
God don't give you tools and you ain't got no mind to continue on. He gives everybody a chance because sometimes one don't have no mind and the word will go forth their seeds. But sometimes it don't grow because there's not a mind there. But God don't have any respect to persons. Read it again.
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee.
Well, he had been glorifying God from day one when he began to yield himself to God, when he said, I must be about my father's business. But every situation is not the same. In some situations, you need more of the Spirit and more of God's anointing to get through a thing. What do you say next?
Yes. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, anyone that's going to get eternal life, you're going to get it from one who has power over all flesh. Galatians 5 and 19. Let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
Say, so, well, you mean so you got power over to walk on water. Water ain't flesh. And it's not talking about natural flesh. It's talking about Galatians 5 and 19. Read.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
So if you don't have power of that, you can't give eternal life. Because if you don't have power of that, your mind is carnal. And a carnal mind don't know God's will. And God don't use a carnal mind. Read.
Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry,
what?
Witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings.
You hold a whole lot doing this, and it starts in the pulpit. Revelings what?
And such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Go back to 17 and 1. Mm-hmm. 17 and 2.
Yes, Pastor.
He said, now thou hast given him power over all flesh. And he's talking about the works of the flesh. What?
St. John.
As thou hast given him power.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh,
that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
What?
And this is life eternal.
What?
That they might know thee.
So it's to know, if you know God, that is eternal life. Because the scripture says, he that say, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. So if you know him, that means you're keeping God's word.
Yes.
And you truly know him. And you don't know him if you're not keeping his word.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That he might know thee, the only true God. What? Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Let's go to Ephesians 4. This is why when you bring out what you have to deny ones of, because they don't know God and they don't know God's will, mm-hmm. it's a struggle.
Yes.
And it seems like impossible. And that's what they've been told by those that don't know God. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. But what we're encouraging is, let's believe the scripture.
Yes.
Let's believe God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ephesians
mm-hmm.
4 and 11.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of
so
the saints.
So now here's a clue that you've got the right one giving you the right information when they fit these qualifications. Are they talking about perfection? What did it say?
For the perfecting of the saints.
What?
For the work of the ministry.
That's the work, to perfect a people.
Mm-hmm.
Edify a people. That's the work of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the
Son
of God.
So there's knowledge of the Son. The parable is the apostles' parable is, we walk with him. So we got knowledge of the Son. Because you don't have to be with him to have knowledge of the Son. You have to be with the Spirit. Because
mm-hmm.
the Spirit would funnel you knowledge.
All right. Beautiful.
But that's the parable. Those he appointed, they were with him.
Yes.
And it's the same thing today. The one that is sent by God is with his Spirit. The Spirit is with him. That's how you get knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? But it's got to be through the one that God gave. And if they're not talking about perfecting your life, edifying you, and bringing you more knowledge of the Son, you don't have the one that God sent.
All right.
And if they say, okay, we want to give you more knowledge of God's Son, perfect you. But if they're not speaking about the commandments, mm-hmm. God gave them commandments. They ain't the one then. It's got to be the commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jeremiah 3:15. Let's read
that.
Is it about knowledge?
Yes.
It is about knowledge.
Yes, it is.
And everyone that God sent, even when he told Moses, said, and they speak not according, let's go there.
Right.
Hold that for a minute. Deuteronomy
mm-hmm.
8. Let's go there.
All right.
8. Excuse me. 4. Excuse me.
4.
Mm-hmm. 4 and 8. And what nation?
And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this
so
day?
So it's got to be set before the people. And what did he say? Only take heed.
Only
what?
Take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. For teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons.
Isn't that beautiful? Go to 8th chapter right quick.
Mm-hmm.
8 and 3.
All right.
We have to be taught. Read.
Yes. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna,
mm-hmm.
which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only.
What?
But by every word that
proceedeth.
Wait
a minute. So if it's every word, that means you can't have any gods. You can't make any graven images. You can't take his name in vain. And you have to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
And don't change. You can't change God's word. And you can't make up a Sabbath day because it says the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. So you don't have that option.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
That's just knowledge.
All right.
And you get it through the one that God sent.
All right.
Let's go to
Jeremiah.
What does 18th verse say in Jeremiah? 3:18.
3:18 says, in those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel.
Now, you know what he's talking about? That's your natural Israel, because the splitting of Judah and Israel was a parable, because they were all of Israel. That's the parable of the Christian and the Jew. They're separate, but they're supposed to be one. Read it again.
In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers.
This is it. This is the land.
Beautiful.
Everybody supposed to come to that. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Everybody come to that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:6.
Beautiful.
Let's go there.
Beautiful.
You struggle because things don't sound normal.
Yes.
And God's word is not to the norm of the world. Mm-hmm. It's against the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In other words, you're coming in denying yourself. In this world, you don't come in heaping to yourself. You deny and you give. In the world, they teach you to grab, and everything is about you and for you and given to you for the silliest reasons.
Right,
you got a birthday for a child that's two.
Right,
and the main beverage is wine.
Right.
That baby don't know anything about that.
No.
And the baby don't know anything y'all talking about.
Right.
And these, okay, let's go. Wait. 1 Corinthians 2:6. What
yes.
does it say?
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect,
mm-hmm.
yet not.
But wait a minute. That's strange. That's what the enemy have gotten in all these leaders. Can't nobody live perfect. What was God talking about? That's taboo.
Yes.
And when you bring it, because it's the language of the things pertaining to the kingdom, they look at you, what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're in another world.
Right.
We're in another world.
Yes.
Read.
Yet not the wisdom of this world,
mm-hmm.
nor of the princes of this world that come to naught.
What?
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our
glory. It was ordained to our glory. That means it's ordered to teach us this.
Yeah.
But you have to be taught. You just can't pick it up on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be taught.
Yes.
Because it's spiritual.
Yes.
And we come in here with a natural eye.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Yes. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
But what?
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that
love him. So it's not there. It's not entered. How do you get it entered? You have to receive it. Somebody's mm-hmm. got to give it. It's
right.
knowledge.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Read the 10th verse. Go ahead.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of
so,
God.
It's got to be brought to you.
Yes.
Knowledge's got to be brought.
Yes.
The Spirit search it. Now, okay. if you're searching the Spirit, that means you have the gift to search it, and God is feeding you individually. But God don't work like that.
No, he doesn't. No.
That's why he has his anointing, to feed
beautiful.
His people.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And our job is to receive and to believe and put it in action if you want to please God.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the 12th verse. What does it say?
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the problem. When you come in here, everybody looking for that spirit of the world. What's going on in here?
Mm-hmm.
Where's God? Because the spirit they receive out there, they think God is cutting up, acting silly,
right.
and putting on shows. But when you just have your, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
It's called meat and potatoes.
All right, all right.
Where's all the garnishment?
Where's the
sweets? We sweet.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
Read.
But the Spirit which is of God,
mm-hmm.
that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
What?
Which things also we speak, not in the words
so
which
you're going to hear
wisdom.
Things pertaining to the kingdom, mm-hmm. not in man's words,
mm-hmm.
but what?
Not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches.
And that's why even when you bring in knowledge sometimes, because it's not of this world. It don't fall in line with the way you normally think things.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you can see God's pattern, how he show you parables.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling us something.
Right.
Read.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Now, how do you compare spiritual things? The only thing we know in the scripture that's spiritual is the word and God.
Yeah.
So these words are spiritual. What if we heard that but spiritual, that ain't the word?
Right.
So well, this man is spiritual, but the word was in him. Comparing spiritual with spiritual. It's the only thing you compare it with. You can't compare life with nothing but this.
Yes.
If it don't line up with this, it's no good. Right? Read.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know
them. It's telling you that. And yet they'll say, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but do you speak in tongues? And you're trying to educate, you say, well,
right,
tongue only means a language. Mm-hmm. And there is no such thing as a language that God give you. Nobody know but God.
Exactly.
That language God don't know you talking about.
Right.
It's made up stuff. Right. And God knows all things, right?
Yes.
If you know all things, he know that you ain't got no language. It's been made up. Because he ain't gave you one. God don't work like that. I have nowhere in the scripture from Genesis Revelation where there's a language nobody know what it is but God. If it's been spoken, it's been spoken by people that are nutty or off. Right? But all of God's people, they spoke a language that was real.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Revelations 12 and 9.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't this beautiful?
Yes.
I'm enjoying this.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And wait a minute, if you stay with us, those that are listening and catch the cam, are we on YouTube? What's that? If you go to YouTube, I'm going to really get into something when this broadcast closes out.
Right.
I'm going to get into some real strong meat.
All right,
maybe something here might push it back.
Oh.
Pastor, this is pretty tough.
All right, Pastor.
Revelation 12 and 9, what does it say?
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
Now, wait a minute. He deceived the whole world. Mm-hmm. And because you went to a Baptist school or one of these, you know, Catholicism schools or whatever you call them. Mm-hmm. Well, I know scripture. I know something. He fooled the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll fool us today if you don't stay with God. If you ain't with God, you cannot get around that devil. He deceived the whole round world. What?
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Now, his angels, spirits of the devil. That's all those angels are. And they're in people. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 11th verse. What does it say?
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
So that's how we overcome that devil. By God's word. That's the blood of the Lamb. Being washed with it. Being made. Mm-hmm. And by the word of our testimony.
Yes.
Everybody should have a testimony.
Yes.
That's a testimony. When you come here, you're saying, I believe here. That's what you're saying. That's what the outside ones would say. Oh, they love God.
Mm-hmm.
But those on the inside has a better view. And how sincere your love is now.
Right.
Isn't that right? And we all love God and we're striving. But on the inside, we know degrees is measured. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And they love not their lives unto the death.
Isn't that something? So we have to be the same way. How many people are told that when you come into God, you can't love your life? That's what God's because some man deny himself. You gotta hate the life you got. Yeah, I love my aunt. My aunt is wonderful. She's like a god to me. You got to hate that. The thought of a god to you. The only one God to us, that's God, right? And on and on and on. Because these are things the natural man loves. You have to be, and it's not hating your aunt, it's the ways, because their ways are where we got them from.
Right.
Aunts, uncles, neighborhood, friends, buddies down the street, old people down the street. We pick up their ways because that's what we see, TV.
Right.
And we have to hate all that because that's the way of the world.
Right.
Until we find out, well, it's not a bad thing to clear for the Dodgers to clap.
Yes.
We can do that, fine. But we're not going in there lifting up a bud to the Dodgers anymore. And on and on and on. And we're not running with crowds that lift up buds, right? Love that crowd. If they want to come over here, we love the crowd, but don't bring the bud.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, Pastor.
What are we reading?
12.
Yes.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens. And
no,
ye...
read the 17th verse. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor.
And
the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her
so
seed.
So that's knowledge. We need to know, once you say yes to God, you got to hate your life. Enemy will start fighting you, trying to get your mind back on the old life that you're trying to give up.
Yes.
That's what the enemy going to do. But that's what we were chosen for. Isn't that beautiful? And that brings about tribulation. But if you understand this is what to be expected, you soften the blow. You can get through it. Isn't that beautiful? Because it's knowledge that you have. 13th chapter and 1, what does it say?
13 and 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns.
Now, this beast is anything that batters you. Mm-hmm. That beast is fanaticide. The beast is carnality. Mm-hmm. And it's got 7 heads. Putin, they're leaders. Mm-hmm. The heads, because on the leaders' heads are what?
Crowns.
Mm-hmm. That means they're leaders.
Right.
Governors, mm-hmm. presidents, kings, and they're spewing out blasphemy, because just about all these leaders all around the world, although they got some that believe in Buddha, some believe in this, some don't believe in anything, they are under the same umbrella. That's the spirit mm-hmm. of that beast, which is the dragon,
right.
the devil.
Right.
That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. Liberalism is ahead, mm-hmm. is one of the, not here, but one of the blasphemies that spewing mm-hmm. out
That's
of
right.
the heads of that dragon. Because that dragon got all kind of heads. That means leaders all over the world. And what's prevailing is the blasphemy. If you cannot get with it, you can't buy or sell. Mm-hmm. People don't, that means they don't want to deal with you. That means you can't buy and sell. But look at the person, they wanted a cake made. That was 2 men, the person, mm-hmm. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Everybody was against him.
Right.
That's what we're dealing with. These are the powers now. It's about liberalism. It's a power, and it's in here.
Right.
These heads change as times change. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. They're all against God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Read.
And upon his horns, 10 crowns. Mm-hmm. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy.
Because a lot of these leaders, they don't believe, they don't mind killing babies. They don't mind doing all these things that's against God. They're with all of that. And they're against each other. But they're all being powered by the devil, the dragon. The beast is just a cause. That beast got heads. And all these leaders have their interests. And all of them are blaspheming against God's word. That's what that is. Isn't that beautiful? Read the second verse, what?
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear.
All it's telling you is these powers come in many different shapes.
Yes.
Some fast, mm-hmm. some aggressive, some not. See, a bear ain't aggressive mm-hmm. like a lion is.
No. Right, Pastor.
Then you got some, we're going to read it all. They got the body of a lion that's like unto Israel, mm-hmm. but they speak like a dragon. Mm-hmm. Their language is really of the devil, but they look like there of God. Mm. Now that's natural Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We can go a little further.
All right, this is beautiful.
Read.
And his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Well, wait a minute. Who do you think that is? I'm going to show you who that is.
Yes, Pastor.
You can visit us at any time for our
Let's
broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.